This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Coming up more about the Starbucks controversies that we never really got a chance to discuss last night. Also, the disturbing NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, what it was that was hidden away in there that many people would be, I think, pretty outraged about. So we'll get into that here if we get the chance. But we're going to go to your calls and thoughts right now. For those of you just tuning in here, we last hour had a call from guy in Georgia, Hung Like Jesus, who's called a number of times in the past. Great caller. Always has something interesting to say. And he told us a story about how he was leaving a pharmacy after picking up a prescription for somebody who he knew. So he was authorized to go for this person to pick up their prescription. Had the prescription in the bag on the front seat, the passenger seat of his car. Cop pulls him over just a couple blocks down the road. And the cop says he pulled him over for speeding, but then ultimately starts asking him questions about the bag on the front seat. When Hung did not respond to those questions, he did not answer the question of, you know, who's it for or whatever it was the cop was asking about the prescription bag, which is the right thing to do. To not answer police questions generally is a wise move. And the cop ended up just giving up and walking away and never issued him a warning or any kind of ticket for the alleged speeding. So he started to think that this might have been some sort of deal that the state police had with the pharmacy, where the pharmacy would call in on anybody who's picking up someone else's prescription or picking up opiates or whatever. And Melanie, you said that that's a thing, that that actually happens.
That is, and I don't know what agreement or decree the state police has with any particular pharmacy or any particular state. I don't know who they actually have it with, whether it's Walgreens and CVS or the pharmacy. There's some kind of
license something support, but is going
something
on.
Something where, and I don't know the extent of, because I don't know in Louisiana if they were looking at Schedule Twos or maybe or all narcotics or anything like that. I do know that they were looking at Sudafed because I worked to those cases.
So, you've gone to law school.
Yes.
Okay, let's actually bring a pharmacist on here. This is one of my favorite parts about doing radio, is where somebody can call in. The hosts are either somewhat clueless or totally clueless on something, and someone who is basically an expert just happens to hear it and call in. Or certainly who's someone who's more of an expert than we are on this. Joe is on the line, and he is a pharmacist in Virginia. Go ahead with your thoughts. You're on via Skype on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hello, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks.
So, with Hung, he picked up that prescription. I think it was totally a random thing where the officer caught him like that, because it's a violation of privacy. We don't ever call and tell people or police, you know, hey, so-and-so picked up this prescription, blah, blah, blah. It happens all the time. People pick up other people's scripts all the time. I mean, it's a regular occurrence. So,
but let me ask this question.
Well, wait, just because you're not calling them doesn't mean that, A, they're not doing it in Georgia, and B, there's not some database that you don't know about that the state police have access to. Because I know that those exist.
Well, okay, I'm going to get to that with the Sudafed.
Okay.
Daryl, you were going to say something?
I was basically going to say the same thing that Melanie said, but in the form of a question.
So with the pseudoephedrine, the cops can monitor a person, like a person they suspect of buying Sudafed. They can actually log in, put their driver's license number in and everything. And every time that person buys Sudafed, they'll get an email. They'll get a notification.
Wow.
So-and-so bought Sudafed. And they can actually monitor a person that they are suspecting of, like, methamphetamine or something like that.
Huh.
And they'll just get an email. It's not the pharmacy telling them. And I work for a major chain, and everything's electronic. We just scan the
ID.
Okay,
well, but if it's not the pharmacy telling them, how else would they know?
Well, it goes through a database, like the pseudoephedrine
database.
Right,
through the pharmacy.
So, I mean, but it's not the individual employee.
Right, no, and I really doubt that, and I'm not trying to accuse y'all of anything, because I really doubt that individual pharmacists, in mass are deciding, hey, let's call the cops on this guy. He just bought some Sudafed. I don't think that's what's happening.
You're just saying it's a system
Yes, but we do not let people buy Sudafed if they're over the limit. If they're over the limit, the register won't even let us sell it.
Okay, well, okay, in Virginia, that might be the case. But in Louisiana, it's different. In Louisiana, yes.
Okay, I mean, that's the case in the states I've worked in Virginia and West Virginia.
Well, Louisiana.
I don't doubt that.
It could be
that
the
makes
policy.
More sense.
Could be the policy for the chain that you work for as well.
Exactly.
Well, this is the policy of the Louisiana State Police Department, and they kind of overrule every CVS and Walgreens in that area. But I don't. I believe what you're saying. It just doesn't contradict what I said.
I hear a lot of things, you know, from different chains, different states. You know, we hear rumors about all kinds of stuff. But I've never heard of any pharmacy ever letting a sale go through to bust somebody.
Well, I worked in those cases, so I know that they did.
Well, now you have heard of it. It happens in Louisiana. It may only happen in Louisiana.
That would not surprise me either. It might only happen in Louisiana. It might only happen in Covington and Slidell, Louisiana. I don't know, but I know that it happened there.
Interesting.
So I know that these databases exist.
Well, glad to know, Joe, that at the very least you're not doing it and that it's not policy where you live. And anything else you want to clarify tonight, go ahead.
No, that's about it, guys, unless you have any more questions for me.
Thanks, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, Joe. And that's Joe, the pharmacist from Virginia. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. If you are interested in doing drugs or buying drugs, Louisiana is probably the worst place you could possibly live. Would you say that's true as far as in the United States?
I don't want to say Louisiana definitively, but Louisiana, Georgia, Mississippi.
That whole strip.
Yeah.
So, toll-free number tonight, you can join us here.
I mean, even legal drugs, because Sudafed isn't illegal.
Right. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, let's talk about another drug.
Well,
caffeine.
Louisiana is the state where there was a guy sentenced to, I think, 5 years for a cannabis conviction. He wound up appealing that to the Supreme Court, and the state Supreme Court said, 5 years isn't bad enough. Here's 20.
Wow.
Well, Louisiana is also a state where there was a 19. He was like 18 or 19-year-old kid, got convicted of simple possession of marijuana and got a life sentence. That eventually it didn't get overturned. I want to say the DA, like, under pressure, like, kind of lessened it, which is weird. But I could be wrong. But in any case, it's not standing anymore. But he got sentenced to life, and this case got a lot of press. But what about the cases that didn't? So.
So let's talk about a different drug, caffeine, where we'll get into the Starbucks here, but you've actually got a drug bust-related story related to caffeine, Daryl.
Yeah, and story comes from the UK Guardian. There was a man named Joseph Schwab, who, according to his defense attorney, Stacey Barrett, was pulled over on August 5th of 2015, Schwab was charged by the Solano County, California District Attorney with misdemeanor driving under the influence of a drug. Almost 18 months later, Schwab is preparing to go to trial. The only evidence the DA has, or rather that has provided of the intoxication, is a blood test showing the presence of caffeine. Schwab was driving home from work when he was pulled over by an agent of the California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control who was driving an unmarked vehicle. The agent said Schwab had cut her off and was driving erratically. The 36-year-old Union Glazier was given a breathalyzer test that showed a 0.00 BAC. His attorney says he was booked into county jail and had his blood drawn, but the resulting toxicology report came back negative for benzodiazepine, cocaine, opiates, THC, carisoprodol, methamphetamine, MDMA, oxycodone, and zolpidem. The sample was screened a second time by a laboratory in Pennsylvania.
Wow, they really wanted this guy.
Where the sole positive result was caffeine, a substance likely coursing through the veins of many a driver
Absolutely.
On the road. Barrett says, I've never seen this before. I've never even heard of it.
This isn't The Onion, right? You're not reading.
This is the UK Guardian.
Okay. Wow.
Barrett filed a motion for the case to be dismissed because the charges were not brought until June of this year, 10 months after the initial incident.
Motion denied.
Motion was denied. Schwab, it goes to a jury trial January 11th.
Wow. All right. If there's more, I want to know about it. It's insane because if this guy gets convicted of driving while caffeinated, that could bode very poorly for a whole lot of people. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free and bring us anything you want. More about the caffeine DUI case Coming up here in moments, Cheryl's got some fun quotes from the district attorney and one of the drug testing guys.
Yes.
In that case.
Forensic toxicologist.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you've been thinking about joining the National Libertarian Party, but, you know, maybe you haven't been so sure about paying the $25 fee, well, we've got a free membership available to you as a Free Talk Live listener. If you want to get involved and try to move the party in a direction more towards the principles of liberty that it once was founded upon, the only way to do that is to get involved and to join up over at lp.org/FTL. That's lp.org/FTL, like Free Talk Live. The FTL does need to be in lowercase. And that will take you right to their free membership sign-up page, which you cannot easily find through the rest of their website. So that is a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. Go get your free Libertarian Party membership, which includes a free issue of their LP newsletter as well. lp.org/FTL. We'll get more into this caffeine DUI. Story.
Yes.
It's, in my opinion, unprecedented. I've never heard of anything like this before.
Nor has the attorney representing the man charged with the DUI.
It's crazy. They're going to a jury trial, and hopefully that'll work out for him with some jury nullification. But if it doesn't, then that is going to be a really bad case precedent. First, though, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Vernon is listening in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vernon.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I live up here on the North Shore, and I get cut off all the time because I'm over my limit. I don't know what you're talking about. I've never seen St. Tammany or LSP try to hunt anyone down. They've never done that to me. So these must be some old cases or something you've been working, because that doesn't happen over here.
Okay, well, the fact that you've never seen it happen doesn't mean that it doesn't happen, and I have seen it happen.
Right, but you act like we're all... And that's the other thing. Like, why do you try to make Louisiana sound so backwards? I mean, we're not. Seriously. I mean, we're good people down here. And yeah, we got a lot of corruption, but we're not as backwards as you make us out to be.
I don't even know how long
you've not lived down here, but.
She's been up here in New Hampshire for about a year. How many years did you live in Louisiana for?
I mean, essentially the whole time. Definitely my whole adult life.
So you're in your mid-20s?
Over there in Slido?
30.
30, okay. What's that?
Yes, she lived in Slido.
You're from Slido? Okay.
I was born in New Orleans, but I pretty much lived on the North Shore.
Okay. All right. Well, I live about 6 minutes from the causeway, so you know where I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just wanted to call in and tell you all that. I don't know how old these cases were, but they cut you off. They're not sitting up there waiting to catch you because you bought over the limit. That just doesn't happen. And I go to multiple pharmacies.
Okay. Well.
Hey, there's a good market for that stuff. Seriously,
is that
I
right?
I know there is, because they're only letting you buy. Is it still three?
Well, exactly. And they take my driver's license and they scan it.
Yeah, I mean, like, so, I'm glad you haven't got caught yet, but I know that this, you know, was a thing.
But wait a minute, you're buying more than three boxes of Sudafed per month at different pharmacies?
I tried to, but it cuts me off, and nobody's ever pulled me over or contacted me or anything. It just says you can't buy it until next month, and I say, okay, I'll see you next month. So.
Wow. Well, there you go. So two differing stories from the same state. I think that, you know, she lived there for a long time, Vernon. She wasn't really impressed with Louisiana, especially now that you're in New Hampshire. I mean, the comparison is pretty stark, would you say?
Yeah, definitely. And
well, Louisiana's definitely corrupt, and it's not
okay.
You know, but it's still a good place to live. I just don't want listeners out there to think like we're just a bunch of backwards country, you know, Cajuns down here. That, you know, just
I don't think I've ever accused Louisiana
over.
Of being country.
But Cajun. Yes.
I mean,
definitely Cajun.
That's a type of food more than anything. But
no,
it's like French.
It's a culture.
Creole or whatever, right?
It's a culture.
So there you go. That's his opinion about living in Louisiana. And it's true that there are a lot of nice people that live in oppressive states. I mean, there are nice people living in Russia.
There's a lot of nice people that live in all kinds of horrible places.
Right.
But that doesn't mean they're not horrible places.
Exactly. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Sarah is in Albuquerque, and you're on Free Talk Live.
How much Sudafed do you buy on a monthly basis, Sarah?
Well, you know, something... I don't buy any books. I try to stay away from all of that.
That's the correct answer.
I don't want to support the pharmaceutical industry. It's a capitalist corporation. So anyways, I just wanted to mention that, you know, number one death of children under age of 13, I was told, is auto fatalities, believe it or not. And then the number one death of teenagers since 1980s is what? Auto fatalities. So all of our young children are getting killed.
All of them are getting killed.
All of it. There are no more children under the age of 13 in New Mexico because they all got killed in traffic fatalities.
But what I mean is a lot of them, that's number one killer, you know, it's like, so it's not like, you know, drowning in swimming pools or polluting to death. That's beside the point. And there was an accident here where, you know, you could put them in a car seat and put them in the back where it's the safest. But when they're drag racing and they're high on crystal meth and they rear end you at 80 miles an hour, your babies are dead, you know, and they're lucky if they're alive. So that happens quite a bit here in New Mexico. They
How frequently do people drive while high on crystal meth and run into people with children in the back seats of vehicles?
I mean, I'm sure it's happened.
Well, oh, I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but Sarah's making it sound like, you know, every accident, there's a child in the back seat, and the guy that hit the car was high on crystal meth.
Well, I mean, it does make it on the news, and it's on the radio shows, and that's what's talked about. Maybe it doesn't happen all the time, but people love to do drugs in New Mexico.
I mean, people love to do drugs everywhere, as far as I know.
Yes,
that's not saying it's good when this happens. I'm just kind of questioning how frequently it actually happens.
Well, I don't know. It must be bad enough where it's the number one cause of children's death. I don't know the exact numbers.
If you have your death low enough, and in a first world country, you typically will for that age range, then whatever kills anybody is going to be close to the number one cause of death. Because if only 10 people die, whatever the number one cause of death is going to be the number one cause of death, even though it might have only killed 6 people. And that's still bad, but it's not like a pandemic of this horrible thing.
It could have even killed, you know, like 5 out of 100, but if nothing else killed more than 4 out of 100, the number one cause of death.
You know, drowning is also a very large cause of death for children. Should we ban water?
Yes.
Sarah?
No, I think they need to be more careful, but I just want to also mention that, you know,
drivers should be more careful, too. Look, the fact is cars aren't going to go anywhere anytime soon. They're going to be with us for a long time, at least until we can come up with teleportation devices. And so,
and then somebody's going to die in that, and Sarah's going to want to ban teleportation.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Also, HIPAA, the government's so-called medical privacy records, or law, has messed up the medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. They're trying to cram down insurance down everybody's throats. And there's a way around it, thank goodness. It's healthexcellenceselect.com. They actually give you freedom from health insurance. And they also give you a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. HealthExcellenceSelect.com gives you a proactive health assessment daily and a no-charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price over at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Again, HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, and then coming up more on the caffeine DUI case that Daryl was telling us about earlier. But first, it's Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Go ahead, Gene.
Hi, guys. I called to talk about my boogeymen's. There's all these boogeymen's they're trying to scare us with. Of course, they used to do that when we were children. They were under the bed and in the closet. Now, of course, they're called terrorists. And I've been saying this for many, many years now. There really aren't any terrorists. there are very few terrorists. That, you know, obviously, you've got cases that are pretty sad, like the guy who drove the truck through the people in Berlin. And it does happen once in a while. But right before Christmas, I don't know if you caught this, all the news reports everywhere was saying, oh, gosh, Al-Qaeda and all these other groups, they all want to make Christmas a bloody massacre mess. Well, Christmas is over. Nothing happened. And they do this every single time. They always say, oh, we're going to have a big attack. We're going to have this attack. We're going to have that attack. They try to scare people.
They said that during Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah, they keep people under control through fear. And you are, and this is something I put on Twitter the other day, you're way more likely to get killed by a cop in this country than a terrorist. There's just no way you're going to get killed by a terrorist. And, you know, it's sad when it happens, and it does happen once in a while, but it's blown way out of proportion. Most of these people do not, there are some crazy people out there, but most of the crazy people that really want to do something, number one, they have nothing to lose, which means they have nothing. They're poor. They don't have any money. So they don't have the means to commit a big terrorist attack because it takes money.
99% of the time, it's the FBI who is actually providing these people with the means. So they'll find some dupe who's, you know, interested in getting revenge for something that the government has done over in the Middle East. They'll whip this person up into a frenzy, and then they'll provide them with a van packed with explosives and a detonator, and it's not real explosives, but
sometimes it's not real explosives.
Yeah, and then they'll, you know, tell the person this, and then they'll, you know, give them the money that they need to, you know, rent a hotel room or wherever. There have been over 200 of these cases since 9/11 where the federal government has essentially created the terrorist that they then end up busting. So it's very, very rare, even more rare, that there's an actual terrorist person who's acting on their own volition without help from the government in the United
That's
States.
That's true. We know of all kinds of these cases where the government has set people up. But I'm talking about how many real terrorists are out there. You know, how many, what is the likelihood? Number one, the people that are desperate and want to kill a lot of people, most of them don't have the means to do it. The people that have the means to do it, most of them have too much to lose. They have too much money. They have a house. They have a car. They're not likely to do something like that. You know, the big sheiks and stuff, these crazy wacko sheiks or whatever. They want to kill everybody, but they got too much to lose, so they aren't going to do it. So the chances of us ever getting attacked is really crazy small. And the biggest tool they can use is that to scare everybody, to give them more power so they can take away more liberty and try and get all the sheeple to follow them right off the cliff. And that's exactly what's happening.
I'd say you're spot on that, Gene. And anything else you want to share?
Happy New Year.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And we will be here live throughout New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
Every night of Hanukkah as well.
Correct, which I think you said starts tonight?
At sundown on Saturday, this is the third night.
How many are there total?
Eight. Eight crazy nights.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, Gene is spot on there. The fact is, if you factor out the hundreds of fake terrorist incidents that were created by the FBI, you can probably count the actual incidents of terror in the United States on one hand. Since 2001.
Yeah, and, you know, part of that depends on what you define as an act of terrorism.
Let's say Boston bombing. The shoe bomber guy. I don't think anyone put him up to it.
Shoe bomber was not in the United States.
Oh, really? I thought that...
Nope.
No? Okay.
That was an international flight.
He was from the United States.
No, the plane was coming to the United States.
All right. Well, shoot. Let's see. There was the guy who parked a truck outside of in New York City, Times Square. Wasn't there a guy who had like a fertilizer bomb in a truck in Times Square?
There was something that was smoking, and somebody called, and I think that may have been one of those FBI setup things.
I don't remember hearing that one was. So I'm going to say that's a possible.
But
that one's possible.
You know, even that, whatever was about to happen, never actually happened.
True.
So that never blew up. There's the San Bernardino shooting from about a year ago.
He shot up a government office. You could argue that that's not a terrorist strike because he actually worked there and was shooting up
his former
coworkers.
That one is being labeled by, you know, most people as terrorist. The Pulse nightclub shooting is being labeled by a lot of people as terrorist.
Could very well be. Yeah.
Well, because there's
still
no
not
real
more than
clear
five
definition
at this point.
Of terrorist unless you use the using fear to accomplish social and political goals,
which is what the
which
government
would make
does.
Every government, not every government agent, but every government, a terrorist organization.
It does. That's what
and
they are.
So anybody, yeah. So since terrorist doesn't really mean anything other than
it means something specific. It's just
terrorist
the government
is someone who uses terrorism. Terrorism is the use of violence and intimidation in the pursuit of political aims.
Which is what government does.
And if you use that definition, then lots of government agents are terrorists.
So we're excluding
so
the government.
A lot of terrorism. If you don't, then so only political crime. Not
See, I don't
crime,
think the guy in San Bernardino was trying to change the political system, was he? He was just trying to get back at his coworkers.
Right, but again, it's being labeled.
I understand that. I mean, even if we label that as terrorism, we're still only at like five here.
Right.
So, I mean, there really hasn't been much at all. The Boston bombing's probably the biggest one in the last decade since 9/11.
I would say
15 years since
9/11. I would say the guy that shot the people at the Sikh temple, that would, in my opinion, definitely fit as terrorism because the guy thought that they were Muslims because they wear turbans.
Mm.
So, you know, the guy was an idiot, definitely, you know, misinformed, but he was trying to terrorize a group of people.
How about the D.C. shooters?
Yeah.
That one was probably terroristic, I would say.
Yeah.
It definitely had everybody freaked out. So, again, not much more than a handful.
Right.
And of those handful, only a few serious incidents. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And, of course, one of the best ways to fight terrorism that's not government-caused is to just be able to defend yourself. Have the freedom to have a gun. Have a free, you know, D.C.'s like a gun-free zone. So, you know, they couldn't really easily defend themselves. Of course, they were being shot from far away. But it was interesting. We were on the air when that was happening here on Free Talk Live. And it was interesting reading those stories about that. Of course, the D.C. shooters were caught because of the people, not because of the government. They had this huge manhunt, and the government was unable to find who it was until they got a tip from somebody.
Well,
is that the one from a couple years ago?
No, this was like a decade ago now.
And the government was also looking for a couple of white guys.
That's right.
Because that fit the narrative.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. All right, so we got to talk more about this caffeine DUI case.
Yes.
Coming up in moments, we'll share that with you, and you can share your thoughts with us on anything.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, if you want to join us there, is lrn.fm. We're here live with you tonight. It's Ian with you.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
And we're going to get back into the story, Daryl, that you started, I think, toward the beginning of the hour.
Yes.
About the caffeine DUI, first one ever that we've ever heard of. According to the attorney in the story, it's first he's ever heard of it as well. It's California is where it went down.
California, Solano County. The attorney is Stacy Barrett. The client, Joseph Schwab.
He was pulled over by an undercover alcohol tobacco bureaucrat who was allegedly cut off by this man in traffic.
Correct.
They then tested his BAC. Didn't find
0.00%. They then arrested him, and while he was incarcerated, they drew some blood, did a toxicology report that came back negative for benzodiazepine, cocaine, opiates, THC, carisoprodol, methamphetamine, MDMA, oxycodone, and zolpidem. They then did a second screening of the blood in Pennsylvania, meaning they transported the blood from California the entire
Sounds
way across
expensive.
The country, and the only thing that it came back positive for was caffeine.
Boom. Charges filed.
10 months later, the deputy district attorney for Solano County, Sharon Henry, said in a statement that her office was conducting further investigations into the matter, adding the charge of driving under the influence is not based upon the presence of caffeine in his system. She declined further comment, citing his right to a fair trial.
Well, then what in the world is it based on? If it's
she
not based
declined
on
further comment, citing his right to a fair trial.
How would that infringe on his right to a fair trial?
I don't know, but his attorney counters that if the prosecution has any evidence of a different drug in her client's system,
they need to provide it.
It should have been provided to her based on the rules governing criminal proceedings. She says, I have not been provided with any evidence to support a theory of prosecution for a substance other than caffeine. She also says that the only statements, reports, documentations of any ongoing investigation that she received were November 18th, 2015. Forensic toxicologist Jeffrey Zinder says it's really stupid. For over 41 years, Zinder says he has never seen a prosecution for driving under the influence of caffeine. Quote, if that's the case, then they better come arrest me.
They better arrest half the police department as well.
Yeah.
I mean, how many of those guys are chugging on, you know, 54-ounce coffee when they start their shift?
Need some five-hour energies.
Or whatever.
And a little bit of steroids. But five-hour energies! Zinder says he was informed about the case by Barrett, but has not yet been contracted to testify for either side. The California Vehicle Code defines drug as any substance besides alcohol that could affect a person in a manner that would impair to an appreciable degree the ability to drive normally, making the case that caffeine... However, they say that making that case with caffeine would be difficult. Zinder says that's because prosecutors would have to show that the impaired driving was specifically caused by the caffeine and not any other circumstance. He says there are no studies to demonstrate that driving is impaired by caffeine, and they don't do those studies because no one cares about caffeine. As for Schwab, he just wants this ordeal to be over with.
Sure he does.
In a statement provided to The Guardian by his attorney, he said his reputation has been damaged. Quote, no one believed me that I only had caffeine in my system until I showed them the lab results. I want the charges dismissed, and I want my name cleared.
When's the trial set for?
It's a jury trial scheduled for January 11th
that might
in
be one,
Solano County.
That might be one worth following up on. You know, put that in a calendar and check in like a week later and see what happened. Because, you know, I'm only trying to imagine what jury selection is going to be like here. Mr. and Mrs. Juror, potential jurors, have you ever drank caffeine and then driven a car? If so, say yes and we'll disqualify you. I mean, you can't necessarily have somebody on the jury that's going to be partial towards this
individual. Mr. and Mrs. Juror, have you ever overdosed on caffeine? And that is possible.
Sure.
So I could see, maybe one or two people being like, yep, I drank like 27 coffees and a Jolt Cola and took some caffeine pills, and I was up for a week.
I bet you 9 out of 10 of those jurors, those potential jurors, are, they dosed on caffeine while they drove to the court. I mean,
they're probably dosing on caffeine during jury selection.
Well, that's if they give you a coffee in the back. I don't know if they do that, because at least in this courthouse here, they will not let you walk in with anything but water. And in some courthouses, you can't even go in with water.
That doesn't mean that they don't have a vending machine and a coffee machine in the back.
In the courtroom, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like the airport.
Sure, they've got you, your captive audience. They can charge you $1 or whatever, $5 for a coffee.
When I was in jury duty, 12 years ago, they gave us coffee. That means nothing, but okay. I don't really expect the prosecutor to use that as her theory of prosecution.
That he was on caffeine?
It's a little bit too ridiculous
right.
to me. If they are, they...
Well, what else do they have? He was driving erratically, so he must have been on something. We can't prove that he was on something because two toxicology tests have shown that, or
that
two drug tests have shown nothing.
Jury won't come back with a conviction.
Right.
Wow.
And the deputy district attorney says that the charge is not based upon the presence of caffeine, but declined further comment.
That's interesting. This is what I think happened. So the prosecutor gave the defendant discovery like they have to, and they had all these ridiculous tox reports because either somebody screwed up or because they really just don't like this guy. They really, really wanted it to come back positive, and what they have is essentially a negative tox screen that they then either have to give to the defendant, probably under Brady a little bit. That is depending on the, because then that wouldn't be... No, that's inculpatory evidence. So they have to give it to him under Brady because what they have is two clean tox screens. That's what they have. And they're basing the case probably on the fact that the cop or whatever agent this is going to testify. He looked drunk, which is probably all that they need. And so...
My God, if a jury convicts on that, that would be just insane.
Well, that's... Welcome to America. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of...
There was a person running for mayor of a tiny little town of, I think it's Atlantic Beach, just outside of Myrtle Beach.
Huh.
Back 6 years ago when I lived there, she was pulled over, blew a 0.00 BAC, passed the roadside Olympic thing, but was still charged and convicted of driving under the influence of alcohol.
Yeah, that happens all the time. I've had clients with a 0.00, the other tests come back clean, conviction. Doesn't matter.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised. And it's juries that are doing this? Was it a jury trial in the case of Myrtle Beach?
I believe it was.
Wow.
I was convicted in 5 minutes of a seatbelt violation after the officer admitted that he had no physical evidence to support his claim that I was not wearing a seatbelt.
A jury convicted you.
Jury convicted me.
All right, then. There you go.
Mr. Perry, you owe the court $25.
I don't hate the government for no reason.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane. It's just absolutely insane. And juries have been incredibly disappointing, in my experience, where we've informed multiple juries about their rights. We've informed them about the right of jury nullification, which is your right as a juror to vote your conscience in the case.
I think we probably need to rephrase those.
Well, you're welcome to work on the next printing of the flyer.
Yeah,
but
tell me when that... Because what I think is happening is that we're handing out flyers that are like, you have the right to do this. Jury nullification is awesome. And what I think most of these people really need to hear, because we're talking to normies, we're not talking to anarchists or libertarians or whatever, they need to hear how it's part of the system, which it is, and how it's legal.
It's got that. It's got that.
That's not the main focus of what I've seen, of the flyers I've seen.
Well, anyway, if you want to see what we're talking about, you can go to nhjury.com, and you can download the flyers there. And if you've got any suggestions, you're welcome to send them in. We're probably going to be redesigning them, I would say, in about a year, perhaps, so we can look at it again at that time.
Okay.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, which reminds me, there's actually a jury selection in New Hampshire tomorrow, so that's where I'm going to be.
You made it in Cheshire County.
Yeah, bright and early. Well, it's probably going to be in several different counties, but tomorrow morning for sure. So we've actually got, here in New Hampshire, there's a really good jury outreach group now. It started with pretty much Keene and Grafton, and it has spread now to the majority of the counties in New Hampshire, where there are actually activists out in front of the courthouses prior to jury selection, handing out jury information about jury nullification, your right as a juror to vote your conscience in a case. So there's no doubt that New Hampshire is probably the best blanketed of all the states with this information, but still, juries continue to vote in favor of convictions of peaceful people.
And say that they would convict Martin Luther King and Gandhi.
And they're afraid to do anything differently, even though it's legal to do it. So we've got a long way to go. Hour 3's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.